Read it yourself. Read it yourself. Level 3. Confident reader. Akbar and Birbal. The Key Tree. Emperor Akbar and his minister Birbal were good friends. Birbal was very clever. He often challenged the emperor and made him laugh. One very cold day, Akbar and Birbal were in the garden, next to a lake. "The lake looks so cold," said Akbar, shivering. "No one would want to jump into the water." Birbal laughed. "You are wrong," he said. "For a lot of money, someone would do that." Emperor Akbar was not sure at all. "Then I have a challenge for you," said the emperor to his minister. "If you find someone to stay in the lake all night, I will give them a lot of money." So, Birbal went to find someone who would stay in the cold lake for money. Birbal saw a Brahmin. "Do you want to make some money?" Birbal asked. "Yes," said the Brahmin. Birbal took the Brahmin to the emperor. "I have a challenge for you," said Akbar. "If you stay in the cold lake all night, I will give you a lot of money." "Yes, I will do that," said the Brahmin. And, shivering, he jumped into the cold water. The lake was very cold, but the Brahmin stayed in all night. The emperor's guards stayed next to the water to make sure he didn't cheat. The next day, the guards took the Brahmin to the emperor. "Did you stay in the water all night?" the emperor asked. "Yes," said the Brahmin. "He did," said the guards. "How did you do that?" asked the emperor. "I saw a faraway light in the garden," said the Brahmin. "And then I didn't think about being cold anymore." "The light warmed you?" asked the emperor. "You cheated! You will not get the money." The Brahmin didn't know what to do. "I'm sorry," said Birbal. "I will prove that the emperor is wrong." The next day, Birbal did not come to see Akbar. "Get Birbal," said Akbar. The guards went to get Birbal. But Minister Birbal didn't come. He was busy cooking some khichdi. "Birbal said he will come when the khichdi is made," said the guards. "Cooking khichdi will not take all day," said Akbar. "I will go to see Birbal." When Emperor Akbar got to the minister's house, Birbal was busy looking at his khichdi. Akbar looked at the khichdi too. It was in a pot very high up over the stove. "Your pot is too high up," said Akbar. "How will your khichdi cook?" "If that faraway light in the garden warmed the Brahmin in the water," said clever Birbal, "then this faraway stove will cook the khichdi." "You did this to prove I was wrong," Akbar laughed. You are a good friend, Birbal. The emperor and Birbal saw the Brahmin. I'm sorry. I was wrong, said Akbar. You didn't cheat. And he gave the Brahmin even more money. How much do you remember about the story of Akbar and Birbal, the Khitri? Answer these questions and find out. Who is Emperor Akbar's minister? Who agrees to jump into the lake? Why does Akbar think the Brahmin has cheated? What is Birbal cooking at his house? What does the emperor give to the Brahmin at the end? Read it yourself. Akbar and Birbal. The Khitri. Adapted by Chitra Sounder. Illustrated by Kamala Nair. Read by Sid Sager. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024. Audio copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2024.